All right, joining us. Hey, how are you? Joining us on KVR 680 is a shortstop for the Giants. Opposite field home run. You showed some power.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get some doubles that way every once in a while, a few singles, but that's the first home run I think I've hit in a few years out that way.
Defensively, you know, you're off to a good start. Different this year, early in the season, than last year. I mean, you settled in, you're the guy, World Series and all that. How do you feel?
I feel good. There's really no difference. I just feel a little more confident in my ability and a little more comfortable out there this year, just going out there and playing every day. And, you know, just knowing the pitchers, playing with them a full year, just knowing the pitchers a little bit better and the hitters. So I just kind of know what to expect a little bit more this year.
Well, you always told me it's a long season. I always said at the end of spring training, hey, it's done. And you said, wait a minute, there's another 170 games to go, depending how far we go. You got to pace yourself. And how did you learn that? I mean, that's like a veteran talking.
I don't know. I guess just experience. You know, in the minor leagues, it's a long season, but not quite as long as this one. So I guess you just learn by playing more games. And in the minor leagues, I went to the fall league 2 years. So I guess I was kind of used to playing some extra games.
Yeah, that's right. I saw you down there. You know, and also you can play every day. I mean, I was thinking about that today. I mean, 162 game season. I would expect 150 plus for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a grind, but you know, I'm still fairly young, so yeah, I'd like to think that I can at least play 150 this year.
Yeah, well, you were fairly young when the interview started. You're starting to look a little older as we go through this, but first big road trip coming up, and you know, LA is one thing, but there you go, Chicago, Milwaukee. To me, this is the grind starts now.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard the weather's not supposed to be too nice in Chicago in mid-April either. So, you know, hopefully we get all the games in and don't have to play any doubleheaders over there. But, you know, we're looking forward to it. We like road trips. We played well on the road last year, and I expect to do the same this year.
Yeah, well, you guys hit well on the road. But, you know, something, you're hitting pretty well at home. The club is starting to generate a little bit of offense at home. And I said this all spring long. I'm getting to know Pence. I'm getting to know what he's like and what kind of an athlete he is. And I was saying just the other day, when he gets his pitch now, he's not missing it. He'll still swing at some stuff that's out of the strike zone, but when he gets his pitch, he's damaging it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's last year, you know, he didn't get a whole lot of hits at the end of the year, but he was getting RBIs, so he was having productive at-bats, and, you know, that's really what we need out of him, and right now he's getting the hits along with the RBIs. And, I mean, last night as a team, we just had a lot of good at-bats, and I think we're just kind of, it's the start of the season, so we're just kind of getting back into our groove, and, you know, I expect our offense to do some big things this year.
Well, I got some calls Sunday, and it was interesting about you and your positioning and with Sandoval. Do you have to play a little further towards third because of him in any way?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I'll shift over with certain hitters, like a bigger pull guy, pull right-handed guy, then I'll shift over a little bit more. But it really doesn't have anything to do with him. It's just that's where I'd be, whether it's Arias or Pablo or Noonan or whoever's over there.
And then Ron Wotus told us Sunday, and I didn't realize this either, that you have the priority. If you want to call him off on a ball, you can do that. And there was a play at the end of the weekend where I thought maybe you had a shot at it. I know, and Ron pointed out, on the right side, they do it all the time. The second baseman will call it. But have you done that? I don't know if I've ever noticed that.
I've called him off a few times before, yeah. On that specific play the other day, I mean, it's a tough play for me also. So if it's going to be a really difficult play for me, then I'm not going to call him off if he has a shot to make a play at it. The one the other day, obviously, I probably should have called him off because I think I could have made the play, but it wouldn't have been easy. And, you know, he ended up diving and knocking it down. But, you know, it was one of those in-betweeners, so hopefully it doesn't happen too often.
All right. Now, when you call him off, what do you say?
I got it. Nothing too crazy.
You say it a little louder, I hope.
Yeah, I tried to. Yeah.
All right. Good to see you. Have a good road trip. Always a pleasure. And as I said, you to Lewicki, this is going to be a good battle all year long and a lot of things at the end of it. So good luck.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.